All of a sudden, I came into a situation where I had a new boss. He didn't see the world through that paradigm at all. He saw the world through an empowerment paradigm. And my first experiences with him just kind of disarmed me utterly. Even though initially I was a little wondering and questioning, is there sincerity behind this? But basically he called me on the phone one day. Now he's my boss, and I had a large operation with many, many managers reporting to me and thousands of people involved. And my first contact with him over the phone, basically he said, Stephen, I see my role to be a source of help to you. And so I'd like you to consider me this way and let me know what I could do to help you. I thought to myself, well, that's one of the nicest, most soft, considered approaches I've ever heard, but basically he's just kind of building the relationship so that he can just come in and make sure that things are going right in my area of responsibility, and if they're not, to provide the necessary corrections. Because that was the way I would think. See, we judge others by their behavior, ourselves by our intentions. So when I saw his behavior over the phone, I projected my motive or my intention on his behavior, unaware of the paradigm out of which he was operating. And he said to me, I really mean it, Stephen. It maybe is not appropriate to visit you. You may have a number of things going there, and it wouldn't be the best time to try to give you help. You decide. And I thought, I think he does mean it. I mean, I can kind of call the shots here. He's not just my hovering supervisor checking up on me. He really wants to be my source of help. I started to believe that. I wasn't that certain, but I just began. And then he said, maybe I could tell you a little about myself and what my experience has been in, and that might give you an idea of how I could be a resource to you.